the December 9, 2010 MSF Frontline Reports podcast. Doctors Without Borders, Médecins Sans Frontières, or MSF, is an independent medical humanitarian aid organisation. I'm Sally McMillan. This week, responding to influxes of Somali refugees in Dadaab, Kenya.
So they're just waiting for the day that there's peace in Somalia and they can go back, but there is no hope for that.
Just across the Somali border in northeast Kenya lies the town of Dadaab, home to what the United Nations has called the world's largest refugee camp. There are actually three camps around Dadaab. Named Dagahali, Ifo and Hagadera, they are a mass of shelters that are made of twigs, reeds and scraps and that serve as home to around 300,000 people. The vast majority are refugees from Somalia, people who fled the ongoing conflict and humanitarian crisis that has defined their homeland for the past several years. Each month, more than 5,000 new people arrive at the camps seeking sanctuary. But the camps have already been stretched well beyond capacity, forcing new arrivals to find space outside the boundaries of Dagahali, the camp where MSF is working. They must make do with whatever scraps they can find to build shelter. Without access to adequate shelter, food, clean water and sanitation, the refugees are exposed and vulnerable, particularly with the rainy season now upon them. MSF's Corinne Baker brings us this story.
Just beyond the boundary of Dagahali camp, one of Dadaab's three formal refugee camps, lives Ishmael. Ishmael is from Buwali in southern Somalia, but just over 2 months ago, he set off on foot with his two-year-old son for the two-week journey over the border to the refugee camps of Dadaab. Along with around 700 other families who had fled the war in Somalia, Ishmael and his family were forced to set up in spontaneous settlements outside the overcrowded Dagahali camp. Living in makeshift shelters and facing alarming shortages of food, clean water and sanitation, these families are in a virtual no man's land, waiting to be relocated to a proper camp. With no end in sight to the fighting in Somalia, ever more people have been forced to flee. Mohammed Daoud is MSF's field coordinator in Dagahali camp. He says the team has seen massive influxes of refugees coming to the camps this year. Since January, more than 50,000 people have arrived from Somalia.
So each week we are having about 1,400, 1,500 new arrivals and about 5,000 to 6,000 per month arriving from Somalia. It's adding to the number of the people. I think it's overcrowding the actual camp, which is designed for the smaller number of refugees. And it's giving less space and much more difficulty for those who arrive earlier.
Initially built in 1992 to take in 90,000 people, the three camps now host around 300,000 refugees. Although the Kenyan government officially closed its border with Somalia in 2007, the sustained conflict there means the flow of new arrivals has continued unabated. Somali civilians bear the brunt of the indiscriminate violence. Daoud says people usually arrive in very poor health, and this is exacerbated by the unacceptable living conditions in and outside the camps.
When they arrive from Somalia, usually they are very fatigued, tired, and then they are very sick. Our team are ready 24 hours to go and address their medical needs. We usually do a medical screening. We do a vaccination for them, and we bring them to the hospital if they need hospitalization.
In Dagahali camp, MSF runs a 110-bed hospital, providing full emergency, maternity, paediatric, surgical and nutritional services. MSF also runs four health posts positioned throughout the camp, which provide primary health care, vaccinations, antenatal care and mental health care to the more than 100,000 people living in the camp. MSF's facilities also service the people living outside the boundaries of the camp. The health needs are huge, with an average of 10,000 outpatient consultations carried out each month and 600 patients admitted to the hospital. Many patients suffer from respiratory tract infections or diarrheal diseases, and whenever there is an influx of new arrivals from Somalia, the rates of tuberculosis and malnutrition increase.
Thank you.
Dawood says the increasing number of new arrivals is putting pressure on the camp's infrastructure, as well as on MSF's medical facilities. But right now, his main concern is the heavy flooding brought by the rainy season. Last month, the area outside Dagahali camp, where Ishmael and the other 700 families have been sheltering, was flooded by the first rains of the season, worsening their already precarious living conditions. Their tattered shelters flooded with muddy water, and many families lost the few belongings they had. Dawood says the rainy season poses significant health risks for the refugees.
It will cause flooding in the area. There will be water, stagnant water around, and there will be a problem with more diarrheal disease, malaria, and some other infection disease, which will increase the number of patients in MSF hospital.
In response, MSF carried out rapid medical screenings of the refugees, referring those in need of medical care to MSF's health facilities. MSF also provided shelter material to the families and, along with other organisations, ensured they had access to clean water. Dawood says the situation has improved slightly over the past few weeks, but it is far from resolved. Each family has received one shelter and water has been provided to some, but not all parts of the settlement. The sanitation issue is yet to be addressed. The families have been waiting for many months for the opening of a new camp, an extension to one of the existing camps, to which they would be relocated. Unfortunately, the relocation has been postponed several times and won't take place until January at the earliest. Last month, MSF issued a press release calling on the Kenyan authorities and aid organisations to immediately relocate the refugees to suitable accommodation. Until that happens, the families simply wait, and more refugees continue to come. Dawood can't see this changing any time soon.
With the impression of the new arrival, the influx, which is increasing since the beginning of the year, and with the indication of the increased number week by week, with the ongoing violence, and difficult condition in Somalia, there are more people will come to Dadaab. There will be no decrease on the number of new arrivals.
It's impossible to predict how many more people will come to the camps before the new one is finally opened. The situation in Somalia continues to deteriorate with no resolution in sight. Many people have been living in Dadaab for many years, and going home is not an option.
So they're just waiting for the day that there is peace in Somalia and they can go back.
As well as providing healthcare to Somalis in Dadaab, Kenya, MSF also assists Somalis in Somaliland, Djibouti, Ethiopia, Egypt, and Malta. MSF has been continuously present in Somalia itself since 1991 and remains the main provider of free medical services in the south central part of the country. For more information about MSF's work assisting Somalis, visit somali.msf.org. To learn more about MSF or Doctors Without Borders, please visit msf.org to find the MSF website in your home country. Please send any comments and questions for the podcast to msfpodcast@msf.org. MSF is an independent medical humanitarian aid organisation that delivers emergency assistance to people affected by wars, epidemics and natural or man-made disasters in more than 60 countries around the world.